Here's something else that's dropping. Nationwide sales of beer and wine. At the same time, liquor sales are up. Maybe it's all those real estate brokers at the bar. Anyway, Sazeracs and Martinis are replacing Chardonnays and Stouts in many bars and restaurants. And the spike in liquor sales is providing new business opportunities, as David Welch explains.
On a rainy afternoon here in Portland, Oregon, business at 11th Avenue Liquor is brisk. According to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, spirit sales here are up close to 12% from last year. The spike isn't a fluke. Growth has been steady for the past decade now, which has been great for retailers as well as the state's pocketbook. Oregon tightly regulates and taxes all liquor sold in the state. But this boom has had another surprising effect. It's helped launch a new industry.
Yeah, one of the things we did is we created an Oregon section.
That's Bob Hesla. He's the owner of 11th Avenue Liquor. Hesla is showing me how he's rearranged his store shelves to feature Oregon-made liquors. The number of distilleries in Oregon doubled last year, and he says that these small-batch, locally-made spirits, or micro-distilleries, as he calls them, are starting to catch on.
My response in here has been quite good. We've gone from zero bottles to 2 to 3 cases a week.
Hesla's shelves feature locally-made spirits, with names like Hot Monkey Vodka and Cascade Mountain Gin. And he says a lot of these new products are being made by the same men and women behind the micro-brewing boom in the late 80s. But owning a distillery isn't like running a brewery. There's little in the way of formal training or apprenticeships, and the tedious federal licensing process can often take more than a year to complete. And then there's the challenge of finding equipment.
Then over here we have stainless steel drums, once the property of the Coca-Cola Company.
Lee Medoff is one half of House Spirits, a new distillery in Portland. He says that in an industry geared towards mass production, finding small barrels, bottle fillers, and other machines can be hard.
There's nothing really being made for craft distillation, so we're borrowing parts and pieces from all different industries.
Medoff and his partner were both brewmasters, and he says they're using many of the same tricks they learned as craft beer brewers. He says that if that experience taught him one thing, it's the importance of experimentation, a luxury he's afforded in his new job precisely because his production demands are so low. But that also means limited sales. And in Oregon, sales of locally produced spirits were extremely low last year, counting for only a tiny fraction of total liquor sales. Still, these numbers are on the rise, and Medoff doesn't seem worried. He notes that their distillery is turning a profit, and he says if micro-distilleries continue to mirror micro-breweries, their slow but incremental growth is right on track. For NPR News, I'm David Welch in Portland.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.